Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you guys. Welcome to Personal Hearts Radio. I'm so happy that you're listening to this broadcast. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you had a really, really great week. Hope you had a wonderful Father's Day. Celebrating the numero uno Father in the entire universe, our Heavenly Father, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, and as Christians, our Father. Again, I hope you're having a great week. Thank you for tuning into the show. The title of this show is called The Power of Our Heavenly Power, speaking in our in your heavenly language, the power in speaking in tongues. There is a lot of controversy over this topic, and it's not caused by God. It's caused by the enemy because there's so much power in this thought, in speaking in tongues. And we're going to go into that a little, a lot, because I believe that every believer has the authority to speak in their heavenly language, and they should. You have every right to. It is your right as a Christian to have the power in speaking in tongues. It's not for an inclusive or exclusive. It is for everyone. So it's not for an elite group. It's not for a specific church or pastors. It's for everyone that desires the power of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. That's the God's language. It's a direct line from you to the Heavenly Father. And let me tell you, it opens doors. Speaking in your heavenly language opens doors that no man can shut. Of course, praying to God in your own language, if you speak Tagalog or you speak Mandarin, Japanese, English, that has power because God created the world with his spoken word. You create contracts, spiritual and physical, or tangible contracts with your words. In the spirit realm, our words hold huge importance. They create life and death. The Bible says in Proverbs, life and death are in the power of the tongue. Those who love it eat the fruits thereof. So you create your entire world by just the words that you speak. And so the power of speaking in your heavenly language bypasses the earthly realm, and it's totally 100% spiritual. And it's not a language that you could conjure up or someone could teach you. It's a language that only the Holy Ghost can teach you. The Holy Ghost is powerful. He's real. He's a gentleman. And he's an all born again believer. He recreates. He's in the recreated spirit man. Our spirit man is recreated with the Spirit of God in us. And so we're going to talk about that a little bit today, a lot of it today. Before we do that, we're going to go into a beautiful song. It's called Worship You Forever. And you're going to feel this Holy Ghost fire, because I felt it and I hope you feel it. You're going to feel this Holy Ghost fire as we begin to minister. I hope you like this song, and I'm so glad you tuned in and are archiving these shows. If you like to support this ministry, you can do so. You can visit our website at personalheartsministries.org, www.personalheartsministries.org, that's hearts with an S, .org, or you can email me at Aaliyah, A-L-E-A, at personalhearts.org. Thank you so much. If you need a Bible, please be sure to email me. I will send you one free of charge. If you need any other materials, I'm happy to do that for you. God bless you, and I hope you enjoyed the song. I'll be right back.
Fresh wind blowing this room. Fresh wind blowing this room. Fresh wind blowing this room. Holy Ghost fire. Fresh wind blowing through. Fresh wind blowing through.
Glory to God. I appreciate that song. I appreciate you guys coming back and listening to that. That is more of a soaking song when you soak in the presence of the Holy Spirit. There's power in the presence of Holy Spirit. So today's topic we're going to be speaking on is power of speaking in your heavenly language, the power of speaking in tongues. And I did not choose this topic, but it was by God that chose this topic. So I hope that you will be able to receive from it. We're going to start by reading 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, albeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. You say, Aaliyah, what is that saying? What that is saying is that you're speaking in a tongue that no man can interpret, because you're not speaking unto man, you're speaking unto God. And no one can understand you but the Spirit, because you're speaking in mysteries. And the mysteries that you are speaking are things that God wants to do through you to manifest from the spirit realm and the earth realm. You see, saints, God has so much reserved for all of you. He has so many presents in heaven reserved for all of you to partake. And he wants to bring those down to the earthly realm, and they're in the form of blessings. However, there's an enemy, that old serpent, the devil, called Satan. And he does as many things as he could to block what God wants to give to you, including the evidence of speaking in tongues. Because once you learn the power of the Word of God and you begin to implement what the Word of God says into your life, and then on top of that you have a strong prayer life, you become invincible. Of course, you live in this world. You will not. There will be some trials you may have to go through, because this is a fallen world and you live in that fallen world. But you will be invincible. The devil will come at you to try to tempt you with men, women, with drugs, with alcohol, with suicidal thoughts for most of you. But know that's the plan of the enemy, and his plan is to have you live with him. God wants us with us. Heaven and hell are real. They are real places, and there's only two destinations for our spirit to go. I implore you to choose heaven. I implore you to accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior and ask Him to forgive you of your sins and to wash your sins in His blood. Believe the sacrifice that He did on the cross for you in dying on the cross for your sins. Believe that He rose the third day for you, for me, for all of us, and that He bore your sicknesses and diseases on the cross. Friends, time is up. I was telling a friend of mine, actually not a friend, just someone that I work with, I tell them that in times past, a person could say, oh, in 10 years, I'm going to build a house, or in 10 years, I'm going to get married, or in 10 years, in 20 years, I'm going to do this or do that. I mean, if any of you were born in the 70s or in the 80s or even the 60s, you could say that. Oh, 20 years, God willing, I'm going to build a house. I'm going to build an empire. I'm going to build a church. I mean, 15 years, I'm going to do this. In 20 years, I'm going to be an engineer. In 25 years, I'm going to do that. But today, you can't say that. Today, there's no time. You can't say, oh, in 15 years, because you're in 15 years. You don't have 15 years. All the prophecies that said that Jesus Christ was come, that the rapture would come, the second coming of Christ, they have all been fulfilled. They've all been completed. And so Jesus could come while I'm talking to you. He could come while you're sitting at home watching television or at work on your lunch break. Getting a pedicure or whatever extracurricular things that you prefer to do. Time is up, and it's at the Father's hand, it's at His hand that He will determine that Jesus is to come, because Jesus said, you don't know the day nor the hour that I will come. No, not even the angels in heaven, but my Father only. And so it is vitally important to establish a relationship with Jesus Christ right now. Don't put it off. Establish a relationship with Jesus Christ. I'm going to only preach to you repentance, heaven, and hell, because these other things, prosperity, that's wonderful. Health, that's glorious. Having nice things, that's beautiful, but that's not paramount. Jesus says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. What does that mean, he said, Aaliyah? What does that mean? If you were to live in Paris, you would have to abide by the rules and the laws that are in Paris. If you lived in Zimbabwe, you would have to abide by those rules. So if you live in the kingdom of God, you have to abide by that way of kingdom living. It's God's way of living. It's His will for your life. That's seeking first the kingdom. It's seeking first God, seeking His will first, seeking what He says first, and His righteousness. What's right in God's eyes, what's pleasing to Him. That's what that means. And so I say to you, today is a day of salvation. Repent and be baptized and seek to evangelize others for Christ. Tell people about Jesus. Tell them that heaven and hell are real. Tell them to repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. I'm telling you, repent, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, and most of all, forgive. 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 Forgive, forgive. Because you know why it is important to forgive? Because Jesus says that if you do not forgive, neither will my Heavenly Father forgive you. So if you don't forgive and you leave this earth having a broken heart, holding grudges, being manipulative because unforgiveness has cousins and brothers and sisters, and they're called envy and jealousy and bitterness. So if you have unforgiveness in your heart, That means you have jealousy, envy, and bitterness. Oh, bitterness is lethal. And you die, that means you've died in your sin. And if you died in your sin with unforgiveness, that means God has not forgiven you of your sins, even though you say you're a Christian. God's word is true. Let God be true and every man a liar. And so the power of speaking in your heavenly language is powerful. And so he said, Aaliyah, how do I speak in tongues? I want this heavenly language. In 1 Corinthians 14:39, it says, wherefore, brethren, covet to prophecy and forbid not to speak in tongues. In 1 Corinthians again, 14:5, King James Version, I would that all ye speak with tongues, but rather that ye prophesy. For greater is he that prophesieth than he that speaketh with tongues, except he interpret that church may receive edifying. Now we're getting into the gifts of the Spirit. But in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, I encourage you to read that. Paul is talking about the power of the unknown language. In 1 Corinthians 14:14-15, praying in an unknown tongue, when you're praying in an unknown tongue, your spirit prayeth, and your understanding is unfruitful. So, and then it goes on to say, what is it then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with understanding also. So I encourage you to read 1 Corinthians 14, but I will give you my own experience of how I came to speaking in other tongues. I was, my aunt and uncle asked me to go to church, and I said, no, I'll just stay home this Sunday. And so they left. And then the Holy Spirit spoke to my aunt. She goes, tell Aaliyah to come to church. They asked me five times. They go in their car, they come back out. They go in their car, and they come back out. They go in their car, and they come back out. And they said, Aaliyah, you're supposed to go to church with us today. God wants to do something. And I said, okay, I was born again, but I just didn't feel particularly like going to church that Sunday. And so I went, and then my aunt was sitting next to me. We were hearing the sermon, and I enjoyed it. But I was kind of upset that they forced me to go to church. But I went because, you know, I didn't want to disobey God. And at the end of the service, the pastor said, does anybody want to speak in tongues? And my heart was already convicting me, but I was so embarrassed. I didn't want to go up in front of all those people. And at the very last minute, you know, my aunt said, well, you're supposed to go up there. And I went up, and they took me to a room, and they said, we're going to lay hands on you that you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. In the Bible, in Acts, it says that the power of the Holy Ghost from on high came on them, and they spoke with tongues of fire. And so they laid hands on me, and I received the gift of the Holy Spirit. And they just said, just start speaking. And it came. I had to practice, but it came within a day. I was fully, all I would say, within 2 weeks, because I wasn't practicing as much as I should, but within 2 weeks, I was fully speaking in my heavenly language. And so for you, if you want the power of the gift of speaking in your heavenly language, and you're a born-again believer, you can go to your church, a Bible-believing church, and ask someone to lay hands on you to speak in your heavenly language. Or, I haven't seen this done with my own eyes, but I've heard of it being done. You can lay hands on yourself and receive the power of speaking in tongues in your heavenly language. You can do that. It's yours to have. Speaking in tongues breaks the power of the enemy, because he doesn't know what you're saying. And you know what you're doing? You're fortifying the generation. You're fortifying your generation. You're fortifying your city. You're praying for things years down the line. Because when you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, God's going to take care of you. Is not able to take care of his own children. He says that he noticed the smallest of birds, which is a sparrow, that fall to the ground, and all your hairs in your head are numbered. Do you not think you, beautiful child of God, genuine in your faith, he does not hear your prayer? Every single prayer that I've ever prayed comes to pass. Not because I'm super spiritual or special, but I am special to God just as you are. God has special children, and you are special to him. Because of obedience, living a right life, living a righteous, holy life is the key to obedience, is the key to God's blessing. Living a right life, a holy life, is the key to obedience, is the key to blessing. Being obedient, repenting of your sins when you do something wrong. Even when you say something, I repent even if the thought comes to my mind because it just feels dirty. But repentance, living a holy life, being obedient to God, seeking only to please him. Even when you're married, you can do that. But living a holy, obedient life in the sight of God is the key to his blessing, is the key to being heard. When you're married, God considers you both as one. So if you're married and you have unforgiveness towards your spouse, God won't hear your prayers. And marriage is such a beautiful thing. It's a wonderful thing. And marriage works all the time because God doesn't create anything that fails. Marriage works when you do it God's way. And with the power of speaking in your heavenly language, the power of speaking in tongues, the both of you praying together, you have a dynamite marriage. And so let's recap. I have 6 minutes left in the show, 6 minutes and 30 seconds. So the power of speaking in your heavenly language goes beyond this earthly realm, but it's spiritual. It's a direct line to the Heavenly Father. You could speak in your heavenly language anytime that you want, as often as you want, pure, because when you're speaking in tongues, and this is a scientific fact, science proves that it is true that there's physical activity in your brain. There's a portion in your brain that is only activated when you're speaking in tongues. It's a physical, scientific fact. When you're speaking in tongues, your brain, your understanding is unfruitful, the Bible says. Your brain is literally turned off because you're speaking to God. You're speaking to God, and you are setting on course things to happen in your life and in your family's life, and you are creating a pathway. You're smoothing rough patches, and you're creating a pathway. When you're speaking and praying in tongues, you are praying what the Holy Spirit needs you to pray, not only for yourself, but for others. And so you want prosperity. You need new shoes. You need new clothes. You want nice things. Yes, yes. God has nice things. Have you seen heaven? People die. People kill each other over gold and silver and diamonds, and he pays them. He pays his robes with it. He uses them. He uses pearls as gates. And so, yes, God has nice things. He wants you to have you. So when you seek God and his righteousness and you seek him first, and if you don't know how to seek God, you can simply ask him. He's your heavenly Father. He hears you. All those things will be added unto you. Sometimes it may not come when you want them, but it'll come at the right time when you're mature enough to handle it. Now, I know this is not what everybody wants to hear, but if you really are truly seeking God, if you really truly want his best, you'll seek his heart and not his hands. you'll seek his face. And when you seek God's face, and he sees that you want him and not what he can give you, he'll give you all of him. You see, Jesus, the love of my life, my groom, he leads you to the Father. When you have a relationship with the Father, all of heaven is open to you. Now, that's a whole other topic because most Christians haven't reached that level in their spiritual walk of relationship with the Heavenly Father. It's something only that Jesus can lead you to. Nobody else can. Only Jesus. Once you get to that place in Jesus where you know Jesus and you love him and you put all others behind you and Jesus first, Jesus will lead you to the Father because you're ready. The Father is magnificently wonderful. It's beyond your imagination. But you can start having a relationship with the Father by simply talking to him. So in the last 3 minutes of our show, I'm just going to again recap again. So you receive the power of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues by going to a church and having a Spirit-led Bible preaching church pastor lay hands on you and say, I would like to give the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 14, that whole chapter. And if you feel led, lay hands on yourself and ask God to give you the power of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. You can do it on your own if you have faith. And before I end this show, I want to remind you of something. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways and he will direct your path. Jesus loves you and you are important to him. He died for you. He died on the cross for you. Proclaim his love to all the people that you meet. Because this world, as we know it, is going to end soon. It is going to end, and I want you to be prepared. I want you to be prepared to meet him. I want you to go into the marriage supper of the Lamb. What's going to happen in these end times is that the rapture is going to take place. And during the tribulation, that's when the saints are going to be partaking in the marriage supper of the Lamb. The second coming of Christ is not until he comes with his 10,000 to take control, over this world's government. The rapture is only removing the people from the tribulation. I firmly believe in the pre-trib rapture. I know there's many different thoughts on that, but I believe in the pre-trib rapture. There's biblical scripture that backs it up. There's no other way around it. As the days of Noah, so shall the coming of the Son of Man shall be. The days of Noah, God removed the people before the destruction came. So that's what the Bible says. But my show is ending now, and I will be back. I love you guys, and thank you for listening again. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 14. And let God speak to you about the power of speaking in tongues. Go to a Bible-believing church and ask someone to lay hands on you. And receive the power of the Holy Ghost in the name of Jesus. I love you. Have a great week.